In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss interpretation, hearing Glenn Gould play the 25th Goldberg Variation as a young man and shortly before he passed.
My friend Lipsky used to ask me all the time, he used to say, I'd say, character is early and, you know, character never changes. He said, am I lost? I'd say, no, you can mature. So I was thinking, just the other day, I was thinking about Glenn Gould. He did the Goldberg variations, as I remember it, very early, and then he did the Goldberg variations later in his life. But there were two different interpretations, I think, based on maturation. What do you think, Yehuda?
Well, there are differences in interpretations can result from a few different few factors. It could be your life experience. It could be cultural background. The way a Russian interprets a piece of music is not the way a German will interpret it. It could be a historical time where you are. You know, for example, Shylock during the Third Reich in Germany would be interpreted one way. An Israeli actor today would be struggling with the role and give you a totally different interpretation of Shylock in Shakespeare. So, but what's fascinating,
but
really,
how did Shakespeare mean him? I mean, that's the point. Was Shakespeare basically being anti-Semitic? In other words, an Israeli could play him with a much more empathetic, you know, approach, but maybe he wasn't being true to the author.
Well, I don't know. A great writer leaves us with a piece of work. A great musician leaves us with a piece of work. And it's not longer his. It belongs to history. It belongs to the future generations to interpret it. Look at the Bible. Do you know how many different points of view there are? I think that great works continue in different, you know, they have not nine lives, but infinite lives. And this is what gives them the longevity.
Well, you know, I've heard too many authors saying, I didn't want them to use my name because I hated what they did with my work. So I think there's something to be said about it doesn't belong to them anymore, but there's also something to be said, you know, it's blasphemy to take a beautiful work and make it into something that's not beautiful.
That's true, too. It's not. There's no easy answer to your question. But to come back to your original proposition of maturity and you know, I like to think very much of coming back to books that you read as a teenager.
Sure.
And you come back to them as a mature person.
And they're not the same.
The books are not the same.
No. Or movies. My favorite movie for years was Mr. Roberts. Uh-huh. And I recently saw it again, and it didn't hold up.
Yeah. And the reverse can happen, too.
Yeah.
So the work did not change. We have changed. Periods change. Styles change. But this is exactly the what happened. So... and the recording industry today makes it possible for us to take two performances by the same man and play them back to back and actually see the journey, the artistic journey, the maturity of one artist, not to compare different artists, but to compare one person to himself and see what happened to his music.
And so you've taken the Glenn Gould?
I've taken the Glenn Gould because it's an extreme example. The other opposite of a person who never changed was Jascha Heifetz.
Yeah.
You take an early recording of Heifetz and you take a late recording, same piece, and hardly anything happens.
Same thing.
And I feel sorry for the man because he was trapped into his perfection, this laser beam, cutting edge perfection, and he was locked into it like a cage. And there was no room for any growth, any change, any experimentation.
I don't agree with you. I think if you're locked into perfection, perfection's perfection.
It comes
to use your own words.
It comes at a heavy price. Maybe the word perfection is not the right word.
Okay, so now we're going
to
hear...
But to come back to Glenn Gould, yeah. I'm sure everybody knows him. He was almost a cult figure. He was an excellent, brilliant Canadian pianist. He was a loner. He was a weird person. He in the summertime, he wore long coats and gloves and made a sensation with his recording of the Goldberg Variations by Bach. This was his first recording. Just briefly to tell you, the name Goldberg Variation comes because there was a neurotic nobleman. His name was Kaiserling, and he commissioned the work to soothe his sleepless night. He was an insomniac. And his harpsichordist, who was Mr. Goldberg, was sitting in the room adjacent to the bedroom. And on those sleepless nights, Mr. Goldberg would play the 30 variations on this theme by Bach for Mr. Kaiserling to put him to sleep. This is the story of the piece, and that's the reason for the name of it. Of the 30 variations, Glenn Gould recorded it, by the way, in 1955. This was the first one. And always evolving, always changing. 1981, he recorded it again, not knowing that he was going to die just a few days later. So this was the alpha and omega of the man's life, like the bookend, the same piece. And I chose the most moving variation.
What are we going to hear
variation
first?
Variation number 25. But you probably want to know what, you know, he despised the first version. Glenn Gould himself was very upset about it in old age. He was very upset about it. And he said that this was the most overrated keyboard disc of all time. Yeah. About his own work, which was legendary. So we are going to hear the 25th variation from this version.
And which comes first, the earlier or the later?
The earlier first. And you probably want to know what he disliked about his first version. And here is what he said. He said that he had played it like a Chopin nocturne, that it wears its head on its sleeves. It seems to say, please take note, this is a tragedy. It just doesn't have the dignity to bear its suffering with a hint of quiet resignation. And I really hope that listeners can tell what Glenn Gould was trying to accomplish.
I always liked the first version better.
Yeah, many of his fans do. Many of his fans still argue that the first version, the youthful, exuberant version, was finer. But this is an amazing career that began and ended with the same piece and reflects the search, the journey of a man's life.
That was Glenn Gould playing the 25th Goldberg Variation, and before that, Alan Shartok spoke with cellist Yehuda Hanani. White Nights, Northern Lights is the theme of the fourth edition of the Catskill High Peaks Festival, Music with Altitude, hosted by the Catskill Mountain Foundation and running through August 21st. To learn more, visit CatskillMTN.org. CatskillMTN.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.